Today's reading is out of Psalms chapter 51, verses 10 through 12. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Juan, I understand how you feel about your mom. Lost mine in 2015, so I understand, brother.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, steadfast spirit, loyal spirit, depending on your version, how that plays. As I said last week, we were going to be just kind of dealing with this idea for a while, because a lot of us feel that sense of something has gone kind of off track with our spirit. That yes, we know in our heads, we know there is a God out there, and we, in our mind's eye, we can say God loves us, but oftentimes at our feeling level, we feel there's a distance. There's something that maybe has grown in between. Maybe that sense of a little bit of the shine has come off. Maybe there's a little bit of something that we're not completely sure about, and it causes us trouble. Maybe we're challenging ourselves or wondering about our faith. Maybe we're just not unconvinced of our faith, but just feeling a sense of, now what? Today we want to continue looking at this passage as our jumping off place. We looked at it last week for those who were here, and at the end of last week's message, if you weren't here, I would encourage you to do this. Tim just read for us this passage in the New International Version. I'm sure many of you know that there are very many different versions in the English language of how the Bible has been translated for us, and I would encourage you to take a look again at the Message version in this Psalm 51. In the Message, in fact, I put it on the screen again because it just touched me last week. Part of this, verses 11 and 12, this idea of after it says to create in me this clean heart and renew our spirit, the psalmist in this version speaks these words. He says, don't throw me out with the trash. And that seems like a graphic way of saying it, but isn't that how we often feel? There's a sense of maybe in our dullness of spirit, in that sense of wondering why I am even here, that we wonder if we're not just disposable. So he says, don't throw me out with the trash, and don't fail to breathe holiness in me. Bring me back from gray exile. Put a fresh wind in my sails. You know, last week at the close of the message, I said, how many of us would want a fresh wind in our sails? And I think every single hand in the place went up. There's a sense of unity in this. There's a desire. We know that we are made for more, and often we feel like we're not attaining that more. That somehow, though we know that God is on our side, we don't always feel that he is real close to us. Even though he is, we don't feel it. And we have this sense of sometimes in our spirit drifting into what the psalmist describes as this gray exile, where we feel separated, and everything around us, instead of feeling exciting, feels drab. How do we begin to restore this right spirit within us? How do we begin to move back out of this gray exile that we feel all around us and come into a place of a fresh wind in our sails, which is what we most desire? Last week we talked about it, and we looked because sometimes that gray exile is self-inflicted. And we looked at Psalm 51. For those who weren't here, we looked at it because it is specific. It is a psalm that David wrote in a specific situation where he felt separated from God because of his sin. If you want to go back and read the early part of the chapter, go back and read different parts of the Bible to speak about David and his sin as depicted here. This is him recognizing that he is now separated from God. And we also talked about a secondary separator, that sometimes even though we may sin, and we may even come and ask God to forgive us, sometimes our shame continues to keep us at arm's distance from God, creating that barrier, that sense of distance, that it's not God has moved away from us, though it feels that way, but that we have kept God at bay. Now, that's not the only reason that puts us into this gray exile. And so that was the context for David as he wrote the psalm. But we also know that sometimes this exile that we have comes because of of patterns or ruts or routines that we find ourselves in. We'll talk about some of those next week. But also sometimes the consequence that happens to us are things beyond our control. And that's what we're going to talk about today. What do we do when our life feels like it's going into this gray exile, that God seems to be distant or no longer paying attention to us because of the hurts or the wounds that life brings our way? Maybe not something that we did, but it just simply happened to us. It causes us to feel our spirit is being just kind of worn down, kind of crushed by the weight of the things that we're having to endure. I think we all can understand what that's talking about. We have all experienced a sense of loss in life, and that loss can sometimes break us down. Sometimes it can draw us closer to God. And sometimes it can begin to create distance in our relationship with God. And that's what we want to talk about today. When we talk about having a crushed spirit, the Bible talks about this in a number of ways, but this is also one of those things that often leads us into that place of kind of being stuck in neutral. Maybe we still come to church. Maybe we don't see the need to come to church as much. Maybe you've got friends who used to go to church but don't go to church anymore. And it's not because church wasn't good for them. It's just because maybe they just felt there were things in life that kind of got in the way. Discouragement, disappointment, grief or sorrow, all of these things come in ways that begin to crush our spirit. But the plea is the same, whether it be something that we do, something sinful or our shame, or whether it be the consequences of things that just happened to us, or whether it is just that we catch ourselves and we're in a pattern that is not really keeping us open to God. If there's a pattern of habit that keeps us away, the request is the same. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That is what our desire is. Now, okay, so I've got a couple of things. When we talk about this idea of the crushed spirit, I've got some bad news and I've got some good news, okay? We're going to start with the bad news. In Proverbs 17, verse 22, it says this, "A cheerful heart is good medicine." That is good news, okay? But the bad news is coming. "But a crushed spirit dries up the bones." There is something, again, that happens to us. What is it that crushes our spirit? The proverb writer here says that it does something to us. When our spirit is crushed, we feel it, like our bones are dried up within us. There is a sapping of our strength. There is a stealing of the sense of joy or purpose in our lives. And that crushing of our spirit comes when outside circumstances come onto us and steal from us the joy of life that we thought or that we hoped would be ours. This comes with a sense of disappointment, great disappointment, that comes that begins to just crush our spirit, where it doesn't seem to have enough strength within our spirit to withstand the weight of the grief we're feeling. Now, sometimes, again, this, and maybe it has to do today because it's Mother's Day, I don't want to make this a bummer, but the reality is that Mother's Day is a really tough day. For some folks, it's the hardest day of the year. Because it is. It brings back to us all that we have lost, especially for those who have suffered significant loss, whether it be losing of your mother, where your mother's no longer there, or the complicated relationship where your mother wasn't a good mother for you, and now on Mother's Day you're supposed to be celebrating. How many people you know have lost a child? Can you imagine what it means to say Happy Mother's Day to someone who has lost their child? There is just pain that comes back. There is a salt in the wounds all over again. Or for those, and I know this was something that for Lori and I, early in our marriage, we didn't know that we would ever be able to have kids. Obviously, you guys know the answer. We did, because you've seen them. But there was a couple years where we were told probably not going to happen. Take a small miracle for you guys to have children. And there's a grief that really comes at the very core of who you are when something that you dream or you desire is taken away. Maybe you get over it over time, but maybe you don't. Maybe that just still stays there, kind of stuck in the craw of your throat. And so when Mother's Day comes, it just brings it back up. That's the crush of it, that sense of loss that is beyond us, that we can't seem to do anything about these because they're part of what life is. What do we do when we have that kind of grief that crushes our spirit? Because when our spirit is crushed, then God feels far away. And when our spirit is crushed, then we feel stuck. When our spirit is crushed, we feel that life has lost its meaning. And if you're in that place, that is a gray exile of all gray exiles. That's a horrible place to be. Okay, maybe there's some hope in there somewhere, but maybe there's not. Maybe a hopelessness just pervades. Maybe there is a resentment or anger that begins to build up and we begin to live on that. And our life becomes really disjointed. Now, here's the good news. The good news is the Bible touches on this very thing, that sense of feeling that is so normal for us, because we all suffer loss, and at times it's going to feel like that loss separates us from God or from our community or from those we love. And because we are social beings, when we lose something, someone, it just begins to really cut to the quick of who we are. The good news is this. Psalm 34:18 says this: the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. So I'm going to just put this out there. For all of those who are feeling crushed in spirit, who feel somehow that God has abandoned them or forgotten them, or maybe he has it out for them, the reality here that the Bible speaks back to is against that feeling that God has it out for us, but instead it says he is close to those who are brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. To say the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, does that imply that the Lord is not close to those who are not brokenhearted? No, it is just telling those who are feeling that sense of brokenhearted, who are feeling that sense of distance, that feeling separation from God, that in fact that is just a feeling, it is not the reality. God is very near to them. To say that he saves those who are crushed in spirit, does that imply somehow that our salvation is dependent upon being crushed? No, it just simply says for those who feel that sense of hopelessness because of that crushed spirit, that God still is in the business of saving. It's not too late, though we often think it is. Things can change, though we think they will not. But God comes through. You know, there is something here also I wanted to say, that when the Bible speaks to this, and this is important for all of us to recognize, because we as the body of Christ have a part to play in this, that yes, God is the one who does that saving. God is the one who is that one who draws close, but he makes us the body of Christ also, and that we have a role to play in this. You know, sometimes the Bible speaks to us about saying that this is how we're wired. We're created this way. We are social beings. In Genesis 2, it says that as God is looking at Adam, he says, it is not good for man to be alone. You know that verse. And we take that and we understand it to be an affirmation of the gift of marriage that God created Adam and Eve, one for each other to be married. And there's a sense of this is how the building block of society goes. But it goes even deeper into the very way that we are made. We are not made to be alone. We are made to be social. We are made to have connection with other human beings. We are made to have a connection with our Creator in heaven. And there is something that we are not good alone. We are created for something more. And so when we experience loss, when we suffer the loss of someone dear to us, that cuts right to the heart of who we are. That this connection is now what feels like we're under attack. This sadness often creates a buffer between God. Maybe we don't depend on God or don't trust God as much. But also, it begins to cause us to wonder where we are and how do we interact with one another. I'm not sure how to say this gently, but when we come across someone who's hurting, whether it be on Mother's Day or any day, because of the loss they have suffered, it's important for us to be able to care for them, love them, and stay connected to them. Sometimes when people feel that sense of loss, they tend to pull back. They don't want to be interacting with people because, you know what? Sometimes people, we say the wrong thing. Maybe you've lost somebody and you heard someone say to you, God must have needed him more than you did. Have you heard people say that? You know, that's BS. I almost didn't abbreviate that. Because not only is it not true, it is hurtful. It is hurtful. When people have suffered a loss and they begin to wonder if that loss can ever be made right, and then the people around them seem to pile on, it's not unusual for them to then pull back. And pulling back, because we're wired for connection, pulling back is not what brings healing for us. It just brings us further and further into this gray exile. God feels distant. The church feels distant. My friends feel distant. And I understand it's hard to talk to someone. You don't know what to say or how to say it. Nothing you can say is going to change anything. So maybe that's when we don't try to change anything, except to express that we care for them, we love them, we're praying for them. Have coffee with them. Let them tell you how they miss the person they are loved. There is a sense of sometimes being heard when once you've been hurt is the best thing that can happen. Not someone coming with a platitude or a truth that's supposed to change how you're feeling. So as a body, we are invited to be part of this healing connection. That for all the reasons why sometimes our spirits get crushed, we are invited to be part of that healing connection with one another, not part of the problem. And part of that healing connection is how we care for one another. This is our invitation. Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and who are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, this is Jesus saying to all of us when we are in that place of feeling that crush, whatever that sense of discouragement, that change that we didn't want, that loss that we didn't anticipate, that void that we don't know how we can fill, whatever that might be for us, that we are invited to find him and to come to him to find that the yoke that he offers to us is better than trying to live it alone. That he wants to be that one which will bring us healing. And he wants to place us in a body of care that doesn't avoid the pain because we don't know what to say. I know, I've do it too. I know, all don't we all? Someone is hurting, someone is broken, someone has lost, and we don't know what to say. So we tend to say, well, I don't know what to say, so I will just not say anything at all. Friends, I'm inviting you to say, no, come in, step into that void. If you don't have words that will fix it, and none of us do, to step in and simply be the body of Christ for one another in those difficult places. God wants to create a new spirit within us, and he wants to create a new community of care through us. And so the desire that God has for us is to bring all those burdens and to lay them down. And so we're going to do that this morning as we begin to move forward. Father God, I thank you that you are close to the brokenhearted. And for all those who are brokenhearted today, just in our mind, we lift up to you the names, the faces, the persons that we are missing today, that we have lost through this life. We recognize that loss is normal for us here in this world, but Father, it still hurts and it still creates in us wounds that often don't heal well. So Lord, for those places where we still feel that sense of loss and brokenness, God, we ask that you would meet us here today to begin to remind us that you are close to the brokenhearted and that you, O Lord, are the one who will save those who are crushed in spirit. Father, we look to you to be our Savior, and we thank you for the gift of this day. In Jesus' name, amen.